The QEEG provides compelling evidence of the arbitrary boundaries of current DSM diagnostic categories. DSM labels for mental illness are not aligned with specific patterns of brain activation. Mental states that are common to many diagnoses, such as confusion, agitation, or feeling disembodied, are associated with specific patterns on the QEEG. In general, the more problems a patient has, the more abnormalities show up in the QEEG. Our patients find it very helpful to be able to see the patterns of localized electrical activity in their brains. We can show them the patterns that seem to be responsible for their difficulty focusing or for their lack of emotional control. They can see why different brain areas need to be trained to generate different frequencies and communication patterns. These explanations help them shift from self-blaming attempts to control their behavior to learning to process information differently. As Ed Hamlin, who trained us in interpreting the QEEG, recently wrote to me, "Many people respond to the training, but the ones that respond best and quickest are those that can see how the feedback is related to something they are doing. For example, if I'm attempting to help someone increase their ability to be present, we can see how they're doing with it. Then the benefit really begins to accumulate. There's something very empowering about having the experience of changing your brain's activity with your mind." How does trauma change brainwaves? In our neurofeedback lab, we see individuals with long histories of traumatic stress who have only partially responded to existing treatments. Their QEEGs show a variety of different patterns. Often there is excessive activity in the right temporal lobe, the fear center of the brain, combined with too much frontal slow-wave activity. This means that their hyper-aroused emotional brains dominate their mental life. Our research showed that calming the fear center decreases trauma-based problems and improves executive functioning. This is reflected not only in a significant decrease in patients' PTSD scores, but also in improved mental clarity and an increased ability to regulate how upset they become in response to relatively minor provocations. Other traumatized patients show patterns of hyperactivity the moment they close their eyes. Not seeing what is going on around them makes them panic and their brainwaves go wild. We train them to produce more relaxed brain patterns. Yet another group overreacts to sounds and light, a sign that the thalamus has difficulty filtering out irrelevant information. In those patients, we focus on changing communication patterns at the back of the brain. While our center is focused on finding optimal treatments for long-standing traumatic stress, Alexander McFarlane is studying how exposure to combat changes previously normal brains. The Australian Department of Defense asked his research group to measure the effects of deployment to combat duty in Iraq and Afghanistan on mental and biological functioning, including brainwave patterns. In the initial phase, McFarlane and his colleagues measured the QEEG in 179 combat troops 4 months prior to and 4 months after each successive deployment to the Middle East. They found that the total number of months in combat over a 3-year period was associated with progressive decreases in alpha power at the back of the brain.